This is something I've been raising now for at least 2 years. And when we had initial problems with broken pumps and electricity had been turned off, as a result of that, we've now had the pumps fixed, and it was just a matter now of the ESB turning on the electricity again. So I was very pleased with the answer I received, and I intend to follow that up.
Obviously, the important thing now is that the situation is closely monitored by council. I'm sure you'll be doing it yourself as well to ensure that those problems are indeed alleviated.
Yeah, I'll be following it up now and to ensure that the electricity is turned on. Once this electricity is turned on, then hopefully the people who experience difficulties with water pressure, that this will be over for them.
And the fact that it took 2 years to get to this point, it shouldn't have taken 2 years.
No, it's not good enough. I've been saying this for that time. And it's just not the top of Fox Hill. It's all our estates in the general area. We had it at Glentane. We're trying to get through the different processes that have to be gone through. Is there developers there? Is there ESB and bring our agencies into it? But look, we finally got here, and hopefully now that the people in Fox Hills will have the water that they need to get on with their daily lives, and we'll just move on now, hopefully, to the likes of Glentane and other estates. I mean, at the end of the day, the problems are the pumping stations, and this is something that was put in during the boom by many contractors and developers, and they've been allowed to go into disrepair, and so we just have to keep on top of it.